Do you have a divorce question? Huh?
Yeah.
Right? All right. Just imagine this. You catch your partner just cheating on you viciously. Maybe in your car. Maybe in your marital bed. Right? Is it, when you go to court, can you bring that evidence to court?
The bed?
Yeah. Can you bring the bed and be like, hey, Your Honor.
Look right here.
Here's the stain.
Yeah.
I mean, can you bring that? Let's welcome the queen. We have so many questions. We'll take your calls. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Uncontested.com is a wonderful website where you can, not have to go through the whole court process. Uncontested.com. That means you don't ever have to walk into a courtroom, correct?
That's right. Most counties, you don't even have to come to court. The lawyer can handle the whole thing for you.
Yep. No, that's what I did in my divorce. My ex-wife never came to court once, mainly because I told her she didn't have to.
Oh,
just because I didn't want her fighting against anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really pulled the wool over her eyes there.
All right. Has anybody ever brought in, because men cheat, women cheat, men cheat. Wife cheats in the marital bed. Can the husband bring in the marital bed? Has anybody ever brought in as evidence the marital bed?
No, not necessarily the marital bed, but I've had people bring in pieces of evidence related to other things.
Like DNA,
pieces
right?
Pieces of evidence.
Yeah, a used condom with DNA in it.
Wow.
Not quite, but sort of.
Okay, could you hire a professional? Let's say you found a condom, and obviously there's DNA evidence on the condom. Could you get some sort of forensic person?
To be able to
do that and go, hey, this is, and should somebody take photographs, much like a crime scene? And take a bunch of photographs, right? And make it look, basically you're doing your own CSI.
Yeah.
You're like, this is where it was found. And then you bring all that evidence into court. Does that matter though? Will the judge be like, is this a circus or are we getting a divorce?
The judges will definitely frown upon that. There's a better way to make the point.
They're not going to accept forensic Frank's findings?
They may not. The judges are all very different. They all have very different personalities. So.
Why? Okay. If you have a contract, you enter into a marital contract. If you cheat, why is that not frowned upon?
I think it is frowned upon. It can even cause you to have less visitation with your kids.
I like that.
So it can hit you where it really hurts. Yeah.
I think if you cheat, you shouldn't have any visitation.
All right.
Well,
should be supervised.
Not that far, but supervised. Well,
yeah, no, I'm just, cheating is just like, that's horrendous. I think it's because it's the scariest thing because you dedicate your life to this one person and then they cheat. Ugh.
Oh, cry me a river.
Awful.
Well, it happens. And actually, most people don't divorce because of cheating. They divorce, I think, mostly because of financial.
Wait. Wow, those people are idiots. I'd divorce in a second over cheating.
Yeah, financial is a bigger reason than cheating.
I'll make money.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
Right. But girls can't.
No.
Yes, they can, Derek.
Okay, all right.
What is your deal? You must take an Adderall.
No, I'm not. It's just, it's Friday. I'm excited.
Well, maybe you need to take your medicine.
All right. Any questions? Now,
double
we got Jared over there.
Dummy.
Yes, he's getting married.
I am.
Boo.
Oh my gosh, I love Jared. Awesome.
He's marrying an out-of-towner.
He is.
Heck yeah.
How can he protect himself?
From what?
Well, Billy.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, a disease? Who are we protecting him from?
Well, like, what do you mean protect himself?
Boogeyman?
Yeah.
Boogeyman.
Because you never know. You don't know. Right. He could become the most successful guy, right? And then
could you protect yourself in the future? Like, you get married, right? You're protecting yourself from what you futurely could be.
That is what you're protecting. That's exactly right, Derek, because, you have potential. So
what the hell's the point of getting married then?
Is there any way, if I play the lottery constantly, can I write in she gets no winnings after I get married?
Well, I guess you would have that as your separate property. You'd have to have that.
Can you put that in there? Let's say.
Why would you ever get married then?
All right. You bring up a great point. So let's say before you met, you've been playing these same numbers. And those numbers have nothing to do with your future wife. So then once you get married, you continue to play those numbers, right? And then you hit the jackpot. Do you have to split that with your woman?
Well, it's income. So, yes, unless you have a prenup or something saying that it's not, I would accept that as some income, Billy. To me, that's going halfsies.
Wow.
I don't know.
Don't get married.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Let me go
to the queen is saying.
Andy.
Community property.
What's up, Andy?
What's up? Good morning, Andy.
Guys?
What you got?
I don't got much time, but I just called in to give the queen a shout out. I hired her around Christmas time. I don't want to go into details, but she helped me out a lot. That's all I really want to say.
Oh, there we go. Success story from Andy.
Sweet.
Dang, dude. So
you're the best.
Yeah. Right. I've never had one person that's hired the queen that's had a complaint ever.
Man, that's
ever.
Oh, Andy. It's like,
yep.
So you got a divorce.
How do you feel,
huh?
Andy? Are you still sad about it, or are you getting to the point where you're becoming okay with it?
Oh, no. I wasn't sad to begin with.
Really?
You just wanted out.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy.
All right, be honest. Did you have some other, as the old school dudes say, did you have other tail lined up? You know what I mean?
Negative. No. It was just a miserable situation that I needed to withdraw from.
What do you mean it doesn't help?
Well, like, because I had side, but I was still sad about divorce. What? But I even though I had my, new chick, it was still sad.
Yeah, but you know how, like, somebody has a breakup, there's comfort food.
Yes.
And then there's comfort, that
sex.
Part. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. There's comfort. Nah.
Comfort meow.
Meow.
Comfort meow. All right, let me go to Danny. Yes, sweet. Danny.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Not much. So I got a good one for y'all. So my wife filed for divorce back in July of last year. So I haven't gotten served yet. And so the funny thing is that she didn't know that there's a standing order that's in place, whenever you file in Bexar County. So she decides to make all these changes, kicking me off the insurance, changing bank account, taking money, closing the account. And so she accused me of infidelity, which never happened because I had an old Tinder profile that I have never deleted and I've never used, to be honest.
During your marriage?
So... During the marriage.
Don't judge, Queen.
No, wait a second. You created a Tinder account while you were
married?
He thought
it was where friends make more friends.
That's gross.
No, but, this is before I got married. But, again, I haven't used it ever since then. And so, again, my phone number is tied to that account. So all you have to do is just put your number in there and it shows up. So I'm just trying to figure out... Will it help my case better that she violated these orders versus that infidelity?
Oh, that's very interesting. Well, they're both bad, but infidelity is the only one that will cause you to, be abused. So if you have abuse, cruelty, or infidelity, those items, if you can allege those successfully, then you may be able to get a larger share of the marital estate.
Infidelity is right below murder.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Murder. Not cool.
Yeah, because she was accusing. Because she is accusing me of it, but it never happened.
Right. Well, then she may not have the best case, but it sounds to me that if she's broken the standing order, that could be really bad too. You could get in a lot of trouble for
you. You can't start freezing an account if you haven't officially got divorced and you haven't gone through the court system. She can't hijack the money, right?
Hell no.
Well, the thing is, you can hijack the money when you're married before you file for divorce.
Okay, gotcha. So if after she filed for divorce, then she's trying to snatch that money, that would look bad.
Yep.
I think it would look bad either way, but it depends on what her excuse is or how.
And he could be entitled to half of that money back, correct?
That would be his privilege. Yes, he would be asking for her to reimburse him or to freeze the account and split the money in the account.
That money, Danny.
You need a lawyer, Danny.
She sounds like a snake.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But a lawyer will get that back for you.
Yeah, you married a dragon.
Breach of fiduciary.
Obviously, he got a Tinder account. So
yeah, but it was before.
Oh, it was okay. Right.
Oh, you don't believe him?
You
think
doubtful.
He was cheating?
Isn't Tinder like a year old?
I don't, how old is Tinder?
I mean, it's not that
old. You were on Tinder, right?
I was, and that was like 4 years ago.
Did you even get any matches?
I got some matches, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Single moms like me.
Okay, what
about you? Why are moms on Tinder?
I mean...
Don't, isn't there like an old Tinder for them?
Well, I mean, single moms with kids. Like,
shouldn't
I mean,
that be on Blender?
People don't want to be with them.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
just because you're blending a family, shouldn't that be called Blender?
Blender, hey, I like that.
I mean, I was all for it.
I should start that, huh?
You should, yeah.
Blender.
Looking for blended families.
That's right. Blender.com.
Yeah.
No, I just coined that.
I met this guy with seven kids.
And it's like Brady Bunch stuff, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, Blender. What do you think?
It sounds like an aggressive name.
What do you?
But I like it.
It is what it
families.
Is.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. There's not much time when you have a lot of
time. Not much time.
I went on a Blender bender.
Yeah. That's where she slept with a bunch
how
of guys
days?
Had kids.
Right.
Went on a Blender bender.
So right.
Yeah.
Anybody got a question?
Get attached to their kids.
Yeah. Well, because that happens, right? Sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. blending the
that
family
never happens.
Together. What?
That never happens.
Yes, they do.
No, right. They don't. No, it doesn't. When this relationship separates, when do you ever see somebody that's like, well, I still talk to that kid?
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well,
at all.
That'd be weird.
Can it happen? I've had some people, you know, in a lesbian relationship, if they adopt a child and maybe
well,
the lesbian.
That's badass.
And that's way different than what I'm talking about, Queen.
Yeah. No, if that happens, I'm bouncing.
Yeah. I'm talking about a guy who dates a mom who has kids. And then, like, when that relationship ends, that guy doesn't. He never is around, doesn't talk to that kid ever again.
No.
Well, what I'm saying is it's a unique problem in the lesbian community because you've got two people, and let's say one of them gives birth, so the other one isn't biologically necessarily, you know, mother or father.
She has rights, right?
Right.
Well, they do, but it can go either way. So to get back at the other person, if they break up, sometimes the mom will say, okay, you can't see the kids anymore. And it's just like, wow, what can you do?
Yeah, but nasty.
That's true. And sometimes, though, the dad is just, or the stepdad is just rude as hell. I remember my mom dated a guy for like 6 years. He was in my life for 6 years. His name was Joe. And a couple Christmases ago, I went back to Nebraska to see my family. I ran into Joe at Walmart. And I was just like, hey, what's up? Dude pretty much ran away from me. In the Walmart. He was like, oh, hey. And it was like, I hadn't seen him since I was like 10. And it was like, I was totally friendly, too.
Not dad.
I was so friendly. I was like, Joe, what's up, man? And he was like, And I was like, okay, well, that was just awkward. Like, what do you think I was going to do? Ask you for money or something? Like, what the hell is your deal, weirdo?
Mista. He starts throwing stuff at you. Derek's on his this windshield.
It was so insane.
That guy didn't want to throw baseballs
I was
anymore.
Like, bro, you might be the worst stepdad of all time.
What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
Wes, you got a question for the queen.
I do. Okay, so I have this girl living with me, and I put her on my tax return. As a dependent, because she didn't work, she didn't do anything. And then my boss told me that he did that before, and now he has to get a divorce, even though they were never married. Is that true?
Well, it could be. I mean, it just depends if you put her down as your wife.
I just put her as a dependent. Now, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
so you basically put her as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, a dependent's not necessarily your partner or your spouse, but if you guys have ever held each other out to be a husband and wife, then yes, you could be in definitely over your head. You'd be married if you're living together and have an agreement to be married. Yeah.
10 years later.
And use it against you. She could try. Or if you put her down on your insurance.
Is she trying to snatch some money from you? It's like a money grab, right?
Dunsies.
Is she trying to get money out of you, dude?
No, I haven't talked to her. She doesn't know about this yet, but I'm just trying to get...
Oh, you're kind of nervous. You don't want her to come back and act like you guys are married.
Down some money on a house or something.
Damn.
Right.
I'm give her half the down payment.
I don't like that scam where people can just say, well, we were married, but you never went to the courthouse. You never went to the church.
The common law marriage thing is such BS.
I mean, that's medieval times.
You're actively making the decision to not do that, to put it on paper. And they'll still punish you for it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, that's some...
It's hard.
That's just BS is what it is.
Isn't that because it's a way so that they don't have to pay, pay for somebody, or what? Why?
Like, why is it?
Why,
like,
what's, do they the have benefit? That?
Why do they have, I guess, is it to a protect government people? Thing?
Well, they had it so that children would be legitimate and not, you know, be born without their parents and married. I guess it's a maybe sort of religious based, I think, from people living out in the country that maybe couldn't get into town or into the city to get themselves to the church or to the, you know, city hall.
Couldn't
or
afford
wherever
it or whatever? Was it for people that couldn't afford
that
it?
Too.
Yeah, but
yeah,
an economic thing?
Texas,
can you not agree to it, though?
It's another charity case.
Well, it's meant to be based upon an agreement, but that's the problem. It's he said, she said. So it's always, there's never going to be a real agreement on it once they break up.
Do you think, because I know, I don't believe that they have common law in a lot of states anymore, but mm-hmm. in Texas they have it. Do you think that'll be something that'll go away?
I don't see it going away anytime soon. No, it's been that way for quite some time, and I don't think anybody's bringing it up except Billy.
Yeah, so. And Derek.
What?
You shouldn't be locked into a marriage contract that you never signed.
Yep.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's scary, especially if somebody starts using your last name and signing it places everywhere they go. It'll be hard. You have to get a restraining order to get them to stop.
Yeah, I would. Oh, man.
Hard when you're in a relationship with somebody and you love them, so.
All right. So Jared
awkward.
Is, as I stated, he is getting married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You yes, did state I am. That. I'm yes. so happy. That's awesome.
What are the divorce rates right now?
Hold on, what?
I'm
just saying.
Between,
what are his chances? What are his odds?
Chances of survival.
Let's gamble
the
right now.
The danger zone is 25 to 35. That's our largest demographic. I was noticing that it has gotten a little younger, actually. So 25 to 35, and then followed by the 45 to 55. And it does get 10% smaller every 10 years as it goes down, I noticed. So, I think if you can make it through 35 to 45, then you're pretty solid.
Pretty solid.
That's going to be the danger zone, yeah.
So you're saying I'm just immediately entering the danger
zone.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, right when you enter.
Well, I mean, if you're under 25 to 35, that's a danger zone too. They were actually just behind. So 25 to 35 is a danger zone, but... the most important thing is
what is that? Why is that a danger zone?
Be happy. I think that's the time when you make the most changes in your life, whether it's professionally, you're learning about yourself in your 20s. You're just, you know, doing a lot of things during your 20s you probably don't do in your 30s. And so the divorce rate is pretty high in between the 20s to 30s.
Wow.
You're still young.
I know Derek just got married too.
I did.
Sure.
He's right in that danger zone.
Yeah, I don't care. Well, I live in the danger zone.
Yeah, there
it keeps
that,
me alive. So. I like to lose it all. Like, that is fun to me.
He is a gambler.
I don't need a lot. You know what I mean? I don't need a lot as long as I got this job.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right,
Queen.
Billy?
That's
Thank
right.
you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen. Uncontested.com is her website.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.